This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says six trucks are carrying aid into Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The Israeli military says an aid convoy has, for the first time, entered the Gaza Strip through a crossing in the war-ravaged northern half of the territory. Six trucks entered Gaza late on Tuesday through a gate in the border fence, carrying goods from the World Food Programme. Israel describes the delivery as a test run and says the government would review the results. Jerusalem alleges that Hamas is commandeering aid. At the same time, Israel's under growing international pressure to ease restrictions on aid entering Gaza, particularly the northern half of the territory. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war. Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters reports.
Putin's nuclear warning came alongside another offer for talks on Ukraine as part of a new post-Cold War demarcation of European security. The U.S., however, says Putin is not ready for serious talks on the conflict. Putin has made several public nuclear warnings to the U.S. aimed at discouraging greater involvement in Ukraine, a move the Kremlin says would mark a slide into world war. Despite Washington claiming it has seen no major changes to Russia's nuclear position, the remarks have certainly caused concern in the U.S. capital. The West continues to grapple with how to support Kyiv against Russia, which now controls almost a fifth of Ukrainian territory. Kyiv says it's defending itself against an imperial-style war of conquest, designed to erase its national identity, whereas Russia says the areas it controls in Ukraine now belong to Russia.
Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters. For additional stories, visit VOA News.